Can you repeat? That's a nice question.
Please, can you give us some advices for those devotees who want to spend a long time in Vrindavan?
How long?
Unlimited.
Because Vrindavan is like living in Vrindavan, or being in Vrindavan means living with Krishna, being with Krishna. So if someone comes to Vrindavan and says, I want to live here a long time, but then I want to go somewhere else. No, it should be either you live here maybe you can't, but I want to live here all the time, and I want to be here all the time. But maybe you can't be. But then if you do come here, you should think, I want to stay here forever. Because saying that, I want to stay here forever, means I want to be with Krishna forever. And I want to live with Krishna forever. And I want to serve Krishna forever. And I want to serve Krishna's Vrindavan forever. Because Krishna is Nitya, and I'm Nitya, and Vrindavan is Nitya, and Krishna's Seva is Nitya, Nitya Seva. As far as someone is living here in Vrindavan from outside of India, and he requires visas and money and many, many things, and peace of mind and health of body and good engagement and protection from Maya. But all these things are secondary, but the primary thing is he's living here on the wishes and desire of his guru. Guru's backing is there. The primary factor is blessings and backing of Sri Guru. Because Vrindavan is the land of Anugatya. Anugatya means following. Anu means following. Following behind you. Saki Anugata. So everyone here is following. Radharani's following Lalita. And Lita is following Krishna, and Krishna is following Radharani. Everyone's following someone. Everyone's in a service relationship. Krishna is serving the Vrijvasis. Whenever they get in trouble or there's some demon, they cry out, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Krishna, Krishna." As soon as they get in difficulty, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, any Vrijvasi, they cry out for Krishna. So he serves them, he protects them, he helps them. He makes them happy. He gives them "Oh Krishna, we're hungry. We want the tall fruits." The coward boy said, "Okay, let's go." And they beat up the tall demon, Dainakasura. And then, thank you. And then they got those fruits, and at least they liberated that place, and the fruits fell at the tree. They gave to Adivasi Palindas. Then later on, there was free access. Next year's crop, all the boys came there and ate the pure fresh tala fruits the next year. So Krishna liberated that to serve his coward boys so they could have nice fruits they like. And this way, he serves the gopis, he serves his mother and father. So this is a land where everyone's following and everyone's serving. So we come here, we should always maintain, if we want to stay here for a long time, we should develop an intense mood of service. Because this is Brajadam. This is the spiritual world, is serving, lovingly serving Krishna at every moment. Because that's their bhav, that's their mood, that's their desire, that's their life. Service is their life. Service is the life of the mandris and sakis and gopas and gopis and mothers and fathers of Krishna and Krishna himself. So we must have a strong bhav and mood of service, not enjoying. Sometimes devotees have a lot of money due to inheritance or due to the currency differential. They have retirement money from America or England or Russia or whatever, pension. And when that's converted to rupees, it gives them quite a bit of money. So then they get into a groove of enjoyment in Vrindavan, because you can enjoy a pretty luxurious life with not much money. Nice motorcycle and apartment, and then eating out in restaurants all the time and buying fancy foods and whatnot. Unnecessary, lavish life in the name of devotion. This is not good. This is not service bhav. This is Purusha bhav. enjoying bhava. If we have extra money, then we should give in charity. We should serve the Brijvasis, serve the Brijvasi animals, birds and monkeys, and buy grains for the birds or whatever. And serve the animals and serve the poor people. Give charity in Vrindavan and donate to temples and live here in a very austere, self-controlled way. Take little for yourself and give everything to others. So a strong service mood, blessings of Guru, and always maintaining an intense desire to live here, and always respect all the residents, always maintain the highest mood of respect and honor for all the Brijvasis, big and small. Don't get into us and them consciousness. We're all beggars for the mercy of Krishna. We're all Prem Bhikaris. Prem Bhikaris means everyone in Vrindavan is begging for love, begging for Radharani's love, begging for Krishna's Prem and love. Everyone here. So get in line with the beggars, line up with the beggars, and become a Prem Bhikari beggar in Braj, begging for Prema. So your mood is one of begging for Prema, and your intense attitude of respect, humility, and seva, and self-control. You're always controlling your senses. And you always feel, when you're living in Vrindavan, you always feel that it's a great privilege. It's not my right. It's not my birthright. It's not my right to live here. I'm not born here. I'm here only because of mercy. I'm here only because of the mercy of Krishna and Radharani, Vrindavaneshwari Radharani, and Krishna, and Lord Shiva. All the mercy of God, and Guru, and Vaishnavas, and Brijvasis, I'm allowed to stay here. It's a privilege. It's a fortune. I didn't buy it. I don't deserve it. But somehow I'm here. And then, another way that we can always extend our stay in Vrindavan is by always praying. Always praying for forgiveness for our offenses to the animals and to the people and to the Dham itself, to the holy places, and offenses to the Yatris and visitors that come here, because they're all exalted personalities and they're all divine beings, very divine and special personalities that live here or visit here. So sometimes we may offend them or argue with them or think badly about someone. We may think badly about someone or something going on in the holy Dham. That's wrong. We should not get involved. We should do our bhajan and honor everyone and respect everyone and serve and love everyone. So constantly pray for the mercy, and then pray for the blessings of Vrindadevi, and pray for the blessings of Vrindavaneshwari Radharani, and pray for the blessings of Purnamasi Yogamaya Devi, and also pray for the blessings of her consort, Gopishwar, or Lord Shiva, the husband of Parvati, or Yogamaya, you could say, Durgam, whatever. So Gopishwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Nandishwar Mahadev, Kameshwar, Chakaleshwar, Nandishwar, and then Radhakund Kundeshwar, Bankani Mahadev. These are all very powerful ancient deities, the Digpals, the protectors of Braj. These Shiva deities, these Shiva forms of Shiva living in Vrindavan and Brajmandal, they are the Digpals. Dig means direction, Pal means protector. Gopal, protector of the cows. Gopal, Digpal. So we pray to them to protect us, because they protect the devotees that are living here, and they protect them from getting taken out of Vrindavan. You pray to Gopishwar Mahadev, please bless me with Brajavas, and please bless me with the darshan of Radha and Krishna. Gopishwar Mahadev, he's controlling the Vrindavan side, and Chakaleshwar and Manasi Ganga is controlling the Govardhan side, the whole side of Govardhan, Chakaleshwar. And here in Radhakunda is Kundeshwar. But Chakaleshwar is a very ancient deity, installed by Krishna's great grandson. So he's the oldest and original protector of the whole Govardhan region. Then there's Shiva protecting Nandagram and all the Nandagram Brijvasis and all the small villages and hamlets around Nandagram. He's known as Nandishwar Mahadev. It's that whole area. Nandagram Varsano. Nandishwar is there. And Asheshwara Mahadev, Asheshwara. There's a few Mahadevs there in Nandagaon. And then Kamyavan, west side. North side of Vrindavan is protected by Nandishwar. And the south side of Brajmandal is protected by Bhuteshwar in Mathura, Bhuteshwar. And the west side of Brajmandal is protected by Kameshwar. And the east side of Vrindavan is protected by Gopishwar. In the middle of Vrindavan, where Giriraj is, the tilak on the body of Krishna, Govardhan Parvat, is protected by Chakaleshwar and Manasi Ganga. These are the five Shiva lingas, ancient Shiva deities or forms of Shiva protecting the holy Dham. So wherever we're located, we pray to that local Shiva deity to protect our Brajavas and enable us to carry on and live in Vrindavan and do our bhajan. So these are some of the ways. And by always getting blessings, by serving Brajavasis and honoring them and respecting them, you get their blessings. So by always seeking blessings from senior Vaishnavas, sannyasis, Brahmins, Goswamis, sadhus, and Brajavasis, and always regarding them, respecting them, and seeking their blessings, that will also help us live in Braj. That's it.